right. 9 o'clock on a Thursday. Thanks to Ben Maller for joining the show earlier. Thanks to all of you for listening. Continue to listen because we're going to give you some sick, twisted reasons to watch this game tonight.
Hey, another big trade in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, big trade in baseball. Paul Seaweed went to Detroit from Cleveland.
Okay.
Tigers acquiring right-hander pitcher Paul Seaweed from the Guardians. Mm. Somebody else had it first, according to Ken Rosenthal. So now that's the second player that Cleveland has traded in the last 5 minutes. Hey, JJ, go get Stephen Kwan. Blake Mitchell for Stephen Kwan right now, straight up.
Who says no to that?
Well, I'm sure there's some people in a basement that would say no to that, but prospects are suspects until they reach the big league level. And as they say, prospects are fun, but parades are better. And so go trade it. I don't know what Blake Mitchell's going to do at the big league level. You know, who knows if he's going to be anything at the big league level? You know, Stephen Kwan is a legit left fielder. One for one, straight up, make the trade. Let's go. Is Sandy Alomar still catching for Cleveland?
No. But you also still have Carter Jensen, so Blake Mitchell is expendable. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have Freddie Fermin and Salvador Perez. And right. I think a lot of people want to see Freddie Fermin kind of continue in a Royal uniform.
Heck yeah.
He's a fun guy.
One of my favorites.
Fun.
He's, yep. I think, what is he, like 33?
He's older really? Than you think, I think.
Look him up real quick. I think he's like 33 or 34. I could be way wrong, but I don't know.
But 30.
30, okay, yeah way wrong.
I mean, still, though, older 30 than
for
I
a catcher's
said.
Old. You know, it's up there. I mean, Salvi's the anomaly, you
for
know,
sure.
and all of that, right?
Yeah, they got to figure that position out then.
This comes from the 913 Bob Dusty Mac. If it's not too much trouble, can I get a shout out for my daughter, Kira? She is turning 11 years old today and loves all the fart jokes. And so do I. Thank you, Robert. So,
there you go. Happy birthday.
There you go. Woo! Kira, happy birthday.
Yeah, way to go, Kira. Happy birthday to you. I hope it's a wonderful day and your dad buys you everything you want within a reasonable price tag of $1,000.
And gets Stephen Kwan to the Royals.
Yeah. Stephen Kwan to the Royals is all she wants for her birthday. But you know what a good kind of flip would be? If you told me that we could have Jose Ramirez instead of Stephen Kwan, I'd consider that for Blake Mitchell.
So where does he play?
Jose Ramirez, third. Yeah,
and you move in the center field?
You could do that or
move
left
Isbell
field.
To left.
There's a lot of options that you could have right there.
Not mad about it.
Yeah. Jose Ramirez is one of my favorite players. And the more I think about Stephen Kwan in a Royals uniform, the more excited I get because he is that perfect fit for the Royals.
How baseball horny do you get if your lineup is Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Jose Ramirez, Vinny Pasquantino? You know, I mean, we'll see what happens.
I mean, could you imagine Jose Ramirez batting behind Bobby Witt, right? All of a sudden, Bobby's going to see a lot more pitches. You know, even though Vinny's been great since the beginning of May, really, Vinny's had a great season. The April was a disaster. He was focused on the wrong thing in April. Got his head on straight and figured it's got to be about baseball first and everything else. Second, he's taken off. He's been outstanding all year. But man, imagine having Jose Ramirez behind Bobby Witt. Good Lord.
Or imagine Jose Ramirez hitting in front of Bobby Witt and leading off. He's got speed. He steals.
Oh, he's got a hell of a lot of speed.
Yeah, so you let him lead off. You let Bobby Witt Jr. hit second. You let Vinny hit third. Garcia hit fourth. Sal hit fifth. And then when Cags comes back, he hits sixth. And then Cags just an afterthought, and they start slipping sliders and fastballs in his zone, and all of a sudden you see those home runs come around?
Maybe, yeah.
Who knows? But there is a Hall of Fame game tonight. You can't be like me and Alex Gold, who our boss just called us sick and twisted.
Well, I think so, too. Betting preseason football is a little bit nuts.
You got to get back in the swing of it,
Bob.
You
win some money tonight. Nobody knows what's going on.
So we do have a little bit of some juice on tonight's game. Mac, I know you'll join me. Because there
you're liking the juice.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm not thirsty. Blank check. Great movie.
There's juice all over the place.
Ugh. But some bets tonight, these are coming from via DraftKings. The first team to score, the Los Angeles Chargers are plus 100. The Detroit Lions are minus 130.
Who won the coin toss?
I don't know. Hall of Famer Harvey Two-Face is going to do the coin toss at midfield. The favorite is obviously the Lions, but the Chargers plus 1.5 is minus 110. The money line for the Chargers to win is plus 114. So if you think Jim Harbaugh just hates to lose and you really think that Jimbo is going to get in there and get a win, no matter if it's preseason game 0 or -1, maybe put a little $5 bet. I mean, I'm not doing anything egregious. I'll bet two $5 bets on tonight's game. Detroit minus 1.5 is minus 110. Moneyline Detroit minus 135. I just don't understand how they get these odds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who's playing quarterback for the Lions tonight?
I don't know. I know it's not Jared Goff, and I know Justin Herbert's not playing for the Chargers.
Right. We know Trey Lance. That's all we know.
And then it's DJ, the guy who used to play at Clemson.
LeMahieu?
Iwuegbalale or whatever the heck that guy's name is.
I remember him. He
plays
really
quarterback?
Powerful.
Yeah, he'll be in the second half.
He'll be in the second half.
That's what Google says.
But who's starting then?
Oh, that is for
the Chargers.
Yeah. The Lions, I'm trying to figure that out. I mean, their second string's Teddy Bridgewater, if I remember correctly. I don't know if he'd play, though.
The over-under in tonight's game, that's where you really want to bet, because 10 of the last 14 Hall of Fame games have gone under.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's over-under is 32.
That's a low number, yeah.
Well, nobody plays.
Right, yeah.
It's a bunch of guys that are trying to make a spot to avoid, because they used to do two cuts in football. Now it's just all at the end of the summer.
It's a bunch of future and former bouncers that are playing tonight.
This is where you find your Carson Steals. Right. Yeah. This is where you find the guy that has an alligator as a pet, but all of a sudden shows like some sort of like pizzazz. You're like, I like that guy. I promise you guys, tomorrow we will have a topic.
There will be a guy
involved around this game of either a name, a moment, a situation. Something will happen.
Right.
And we will talk about
it. And that's what the NFL does. It's the gift that keeps on giving. There's always something that's going to happen, especially in these preseason games. You know, you are going to have dudes that are trying to make a name for themselves. I tend to think the biggest talking point tomorrow, let's all bet right now what we think the biggest talking point tomorrow
see
is going to be,
works.
Right? Because I think the biggest talking point tomorrow is going to be Brent Musburger. I think he's going to be on the broadcast in the second half is what they're saying, and he's going to say something.
You want to take a shot at his age?
He's 82, I think.
Yeah, it sounds right. I was going to say 87.
87. Yeah. He was 82 like 5 years ago.
Because Cody's out there pissed that we bring these old heads in to announce these games. Like, dude, it's the Hall of Fame game. Who cares? I'm like, it's like he's doing Bills Chiefs at 325.
Musburger is still better than 90% of the lamos they're rolling out there. I mean,
whose girlfriend was he in love with? Was it AJ McCarron?
Yes.
Is that, look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Brent, chill, dude.
Gotta imagine if that was 2020 or 2021. What would have happened to Brent Musburger? He would have been canceled so fast. Yeah.
Hendon Hooker, by the way. Hendon Hooker.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, balls, baby. Go balls. Right. So I'm pumped. I'm definitely rooting for the Lions.
He's in over 8.5 plus.
Does Jared Goff even make the trip to Canton?
Oh, he's there in a hoodie and shorts.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think probably a headset on. Yeah.
Oh, the fake headset. Acting like he's learning on the sidelines. Well, I've always loved those.
Didn't they just announce they have noise-canceling headphones?
They do this year.
Yeah. You're going to need those tonight.
Yeah. you're going to try those out. Yeah.
Hey, these really worked in the Hall of Fame game. Come to Arrowhead.
And whoever, who is broadcast? Oh, it is NBC. See tonight, right? So it's Tirico and it's Chris Collinsworth. And so they'll make a big deal. They'll circle Jared Goff. Look at Jared Goff down here being a true teammate. He's wearing the headset. He's going to be over there in between series talking to Hendon Hooker. What?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not. Jared Goff wants to be there as much as anybody wants to be there. He ain't looking for the first plane out.
Okay, somebody's really messing with your emotions here, Bob. Would you trade for Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez for Blake Mitchell and Cags?
Yes, 100%. No question.
So you get Kwan and Ramirez for Blake Mitchell and Cags?
Two proven guys versus two unproven cryptos.
I'd have to look at their ages, but yeah, that sounds pretty
good. Jose Ramirez is an all-star third baseman. Stephen Kwan is a gold glove left field. Absolutely. I wouldn't hesitate. What has Cags done to say that he deserves to be here?
No chance.
Jose Ramirez, 32.
So it's baseball. You can play a little bit longer.
Kwan, 27. That's nice.
Prime time. Yeah. And he's got another year on his contract. I think Ramirez is tied up for a while. I mean, Cags has done nothing to impress me. I got to have him in my lineup.
I'd consider it, but I still believe in Cags.
Yeah, I'm not trading Cags. Somebody says you got to quit dreaming on Cags. Trade him now.
Absolutely. I think now's the time. I mean, it's hot. It's like a baseball card. Flip these things, man. Yeah. I've got a lot of these prospect cards from the 80s and 90s where we thought these guys were going to be good. Didn't amount to anything.
So are you out on Cags?
I'm not in on Cags or out on Cags. Okay. It's like whatever he does now, fine. I mean, I hope he does well, but if you have an opportunity to trade him for Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez, hell yeah.
Do you think his value is higher now than it was?
No.
Yeah.
No. If he was still in the minors right now, he'd be the hottest talked about trade value candidate out there. Yeah. Bringing guys up sometimes exposes them.
The other two bets that this is where I'll put like my two $5 bets on is Lions 2+ rushing touchdowns is plus 300.
That's a fun bet.
I mean, all you need is one in the first half, and then you know some scrub's going to get in there and try to prove his point and get in the end zone, or rushing quarterback touchdown. And then LA, 2 passing touchdowns or more, is plus 370. That one's a little more tough because I don't know how much
Trey Lance is playing again.
Yeah. And I don't know how much you could put into somebody actually like throwing a touchdown that's never going to play in the NFL and actually, you know, getting that moment to see. But again, I love the Lions bet at 2+ rushing touchdowns for +300.
I kind of like that.
$5 on that. And then, you know, you put $5 on 2+ passing touchdowns for the Chargers and it's +370. You have a nice little $10 bet.
Parlay them, you know, and see if you
I would individually do
you would do it individually.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you get more of a rush when it's a parlay, though? I know.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to win. And then when you do, it's like sticking it to the Vegas man. Yeah, you know, it's awesome.
Who's playing quarterback after Trey Lance? Gary Hogaboom? Is that who you said?
I think that's him, yep.
Never heard of him.
Somebody in the text line says, Cags is washed.
Harrington texted in today. No, I think people fall in love with prospects, man. You can't. This is the time of year where people try to covet these guys that you've never heard of before. No, trade them all. Get rid of them all. Get big leaguers that are proven back in return. Sometimes you're going to miss. It happens. Nobody's perfect. But I'd rather take my chances right now. I think the Royals ended up trading like 20-some guys in that 14-17 run. And one dude made it to the majors that was worth anything, and that's Sean Manaea. The Royals won a world championship and made another World Series because of it. You've got to be willing. Prospects are either going to help you at the big league level or they can help you win at the big level by trading them. I have no problem trading any prospects.
So you would have traded Bobby Witt Jr.?
Probably if the deal was right. Yeah, I would have absolutely. Yeah, that's the way I work, though. I'm always looking to get better as an organization. You never know what somebody's going to be. Like I said, sometimes you swing and miss, but more often than not, I'd be right on it by trading these guys.
Coming up on the other side, we'll dive more into the football game a little bit later on, but Kurt Warner said something that makes me feel really good, and Ryan Clark made something that made me feel really sad. We'll dive all into that. Plus, Max guy Marcus Morris is in some hot water.
Hot.
96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals Baseball, 96.5 The Fan.